Penguin Audio presents A Good American by Alex George. Read by Gibson Frazier. Chapter 1. Always there was music. It was music, Puccini to be precise, that first drew my grandparents into each other's orbit more than 100 years ago. It was an unusually warm afternoon in early spring in the grandest municipal garden in Hanover, the Grosse Garten. My grandmother, Henrietta First, was taking her usual Sunday stroll among the regimented flower beds and manicured lawns so beloved of city-dwelling Prussians. At 25, she was a fine example of Teutonic rude health. Yetta, as she was known by everyone, was 6 feet tall and robustly built. She walked through the park with none of the feminine grace that was expected from ladies of her class. Rather than making her way by trippingly petite steps on the arm of an admirer, Yetta clomped briskly along the graveled paths alone, too busy enjoying the day to worry about the unladylike spectacle she presented to others. Rather than squeezing her considerable frame into the bustles and corsets that constrained the grim-faced lady she so effortlessly outflanked, Yetta preferred voluminous dresses that draped her outsized form like colorful tents. She swept along in a dramatic, free-flowing swirl, leaving all those rigidly contoured women hobbling in her wake. And then, as she passed a sculpted wall of privet, a song drifted out from behind the topiary. The singer was male. His voice, as clear and as pure as a freshly struck bell, fell on Yetta like a shower of jasmine. She stopped, stilled by the tune's simple beauty.